Do you find yourself looking back at your past attempts to change your drinking as a guide for what you think is going to be your future attempts? Then stay tuned, because in today's episode, you are going to learn how to stop doing that and the impact that it actually has on your ability to exit the drinking life. Welcome to Exit the Drinking Life podcast. I am thrilled that you're here. I'm your host, Debbie Talbert. I am here to teach you how to change what you're drinking without shaming, blaming, and judging yourself for your choices so that you can create a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, how are you doing today? I am actually doing amazing, absolutely amazing. I know I come on here and I say that all the time, but I really, really am doing amazing. Here's the deal. Right now, I am in the middle of growing this amazing virtual life coaching membership and also transforming how it is that I treat my body, right? And how I think about my body. And I'm really applying the exit methodology to what it is I'm actually doing. And things are happening fast. And it's so exciting. And I'm having a little bit of growing pains, like I talked about in the bonus episode, sharing about the upward cycle of growth and the exit methodology and how that cycle goes, right? And how I'm examining, exploring, and experimenting while I'm Xing out, igniting curiosity and trusting. Well, I am doing all of that as I am savoring the sweetness and the saltiness of growing my virtual life coaching membership and transforming my body and how the muscles that she has in it and the weight she has on her and all of these different things, right? And so I am literally having this most amazing time. And so what I want to talk about today and what I want to bring to your attention today is this concept of how it's more important to actually, our future self is way more important and how we see our future self than our past self is, right? And so we have like, and it wasn't really until I started going to the training at the Life Coach School and my certification through this Naked Mind that I really grasped around this concept. But we have a past self, right? Our self, even a past self could actually be myself yesterday, 24 hours ago. And if you take into consideration that upward cycle of growth, it's really like yesterday, I have different information, different knowledge, different thoughts than I actually have even right now as I'm recording this to you, right? But most of the time when we think of our past self, we're thinking of, say, even a self 5 years ago, right? And so let's go there, right? So we have our past self 5 years ago. So my 5 year ago self, actually at this month and this moment, she was actually still actively drinking quite a bit. And so there has been so much that has been so different that when I think about this, how I was 5 years ago and the things I worried about and the things that I was thinking about and the dreams that I wasn't really having, I didn't do a lot of igniting my curiosity and utilizing my imagination, right? I still find it very interesting when I go back and think about that now. And if I could go back and have a conversation with myself, right? What I would tell myself, it'd be things like, listen, it's okay. Here we are in the next 5 years and we're going to go through some things and events are going to happen. We can learn to trust ourselves to figure things out. We can, and we will figure out how to stop this drinking thing and to let the alcohol go and figure out how and where and if it fits in our life. We will actually figure it out. And the thing you did yesterday and all that drinking that you just did, it's really not going to be that important 5 years from now because you are on this cycle and you are figuring it out, right? And so then I would be like, and you shouldn't do this. These are some things that are going to come up and you shouldn't do that. but you should do this, right? And so like all these different things that I would be saying to my past self, right? And so I have actually been activating and utilizing this past self concept and then writing to my future self, which is a tool I'm going to teach you throughout this episode. And so I've been literally focusing on more on my future self and how I see myself and thoughts my future self would think. And all of that is literally impacting my current self because I am thinking those things now. And thinking those things now, even if and how I'm thinking them, it is maybe slightly different than after I've already achieved them kind of thinking would be, where now I have things like, I'm learning how, it's possible, I believe, I've seen other people, I know such and such can take place, right? And so I'm opening up, I'm igniting my curiosity, and I'm doing what I call laddering up my thoughts, right? And so I'm literally thinking about and writing out and like, what would my future self say? What would she think? What would she tell me, right? And so I'm literally utilizing this concept of how different I am now 5 years than I was 5 years ago. And I want you to really think about your own life, right? And how you are so different today than you were 5 years ago. In a lot of different things. And yes, maybe you are drinking more now than you were 5 years ago. However, you are also doing a lot of other things that are bringing you positive impacts and not the net negative impact that maybe your drinking is bringing you right now, right? And so I really want you to think about how very different you are and how in those areas in your life where you've had this positive impact, think back, what were some of the things, if you were talking to that 5 year ago self, what would be some of the things that you would tell them, right? You would tell your 5 year self a lot of things of like, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and we can figure this out. And so if you start like focusing on our and igniting our imagination and our curiosity around our future self. Now, this is the first time that I am doing this exercise inside and sharing you with in the podcast, right? I haven't actually taught this exercise that I'm going to teach you about in a second here, but I've used it to help my members and clients that I've worked with all the time, and I use it with myself all the time. And so today, it is what I want to actually bring to you. So what I want you to do is think about yourself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and a letter that you would write to yourself as if you could send a message back in time and that you would believe it. And what would you say? And what would it be like for you to read it 5 years ago, right? And I want you to trust yourself with this exercise. I want you to give yourself the gift of actually doing it, right? I know that your brain is going to want to skip it. And how do I know? Because Brain Debbie, she wants to skip it too when I instruct her that this is what we're going to do, right? And so I know this is going to happen. Expect your brain to resist it, but I want you to remind your brain, it's okay, we're going to do this, we want to do this. And so, because the truth is, imagination is actually more important than knowledge. And so I want you to ignite your curiosity, fire up your imagination, and think about, see, hear, sense your dream self 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Where do you want to be? What do you want to create? Do you believe that you will be there? And then as you identify what you would say to yourself now, if you were already at your goal weight, or if you'd already quit drinking, or if you already had made $1 million, what would you tell yourself now? Right? And so I can tell you that as I am going through this and really remembering and understanding how much I have grown and transformed and changed my current self, how different she is from her 5 year ago self or even her 10 year ago self, how different I think, the different beliefs I have, the different things I've learned, all the different experiences that I've had. And so I have literally done this practice, and I've gotten a lot as I see my future self, as I am growing the membership and doing these podcast episodes and creating new episodes, coaching more people, and also changing how the things are with my body right now. As I'm doing all that, I am literally doing this, and my future self is giving me all kinds of amazing advice, right? And never mind about the decisions from the past, right? Because it really doesn't really matter. I want you to really think about that. Why is it, you know, why does it like to make decisions? Why do our brains automatically like to go to past focus? Because it's predictable and it's safe, right? And so our brains want to keep us safe. It's our brain's job to keep us safe, right? And so it's learned how to be safe. Your survival, you're already doing this rinse and repeat process. And that's really a lot of what is going on with staying in the drink, over drink, shame, blame cycle, right? And so that's really how it's evolved, right? And so it's your brain is just doing its thing, right? It's wanting to keep you safe. So its automatic first response is to go and look at what happened in the past. And let's try to make this decision from the past. But what I want to encourage you to do, invite you to do, and ignite your curiosity around, and fire up your imagination, is that your future hasn't happened yet. You get to create any kind of future that you want, right? It sounds crazy, right? But it didn't happen yet. It has not been there at all. And the truth is, our beliefs create our feelings and our thoughts, right? And it's our thoughts from that place of thought that we have a feeling. We might not notice it right away, but we do have the feeling first. And then we take these actions or reactions or non-actions, behaviors, right? And then that is what actually creates the result that is right in front of us, right? And so you are the person that actually has the power over your own thoughts and your own beliefs. And that is the whole concept behind the exit methodology, right? Is examining, exploring, experimenting with beliefs, thoughts, ideas, our imagination, opening ourselves up to different possibilities. Because you have not created your future yet. It hasn't happened yet. And you get to make any future that you want. Right? And so I really want you to think about that and understand that, of course, yes, your brain is going to want to go to looking at the past. And I want you to really start pointing it to, it's okay. I know it feels safe there, but right now we're just going to be igniting our curiosity and firing up our imagination. And then as you're doing that and you're learning and asking yourself to live in the possibilities, this is what's going to bring you the inspiration, right? And the ideas are going to start to come, because like in the previous episode, the So What Do You Want episode, I really gave you the contrast through clarity tool. And then this one is going to take it a step further and literally writing this letter to yourself from your imagination. Oh my goodness, I am tangling up my words, right? So instead of living from your past, and your past is very predictable and is very safe. And even if you're experiencing discomfort from it right now, for your brain it's comfortable. And it's safe. And so that's why the signal of discomfort comes. And so it's very familiar. So if you want something to start to be different, you need to start igniting your curiosity, firing up your imagination, and start living from how you see your future self, and really give yourself the gift of future thinking, right? And so this is really a lot of what has allowed what you're hearing right now, this podcast, to be here for you, right? I did a lot of future thinking and thinking thoughts of a person that would be able to show up, be on a podcast, have ideas, and share information every week, right? And so that's how it came about, is I did future self thinking. I let go of thinking about my past self. And sure, the stories came in there, and I would redirect Brain Debbie. Oh, yes, Brain Debbie, that's what we used to think about. But right now, we're future focused, and we can create any future that we want. And so this is the kind of work that we do inside Exit and Beyond. So if you want help with that, that's the place to come and get the help, right? But you can also do this for yourself, right? Is write a letter. Really think about your past self, and even look at your kids, okay? If you can't really look at yourself first, because sometimes it's hard, I get it. So look at your children, right? And think about what they are doing even differently, because with kids, everything happens so very fast, even differently from last year, 6 months ago, right? How much they have grown and how much they have changed, and what their thoughts are and what their beliefs are, right? And really, they live more future focused than we do as adults. If you really start paying attention and igniting your curiosity around that and observing that, you're going to start to notice that they're actually future focused. And so that's what I want to invite you to do, is start dreaming again, igniting your curiosity, firing up your imagination about a future for yourself, any future that you want, because it hasn't happened yet, and you can create any future that you want. All right, I will be back with you guys next week. I want you to know that I have been exactly where you are right now, stuck, feeling trapped in this drinking life, worried I would never be able to find my way out. I am here to tell you it is 100% possible. If I can do this, you can do this. If you want to take what you've been learning here on the podcast to the next level, head over to jumpseatcoaching.com, because I have created a variety of resources for you over there.